Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplant, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast for today. Early cloud gradually breaking to leave plenty of sunny intervals into the afternoon. Feeling pleasantly warm in the sunshine with light winds. Maximum temperature 23 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
How do I try, Brother Beyond? It's the Food and Drink Show live here on Riddle FM 106.7. In the studio today, your hosts, me, Foodie.
And me, Drinky.
We've just had a little bit of a chat about it off air. Phil's review of Sunday lunch at Northcote Manor.
Ooh.
Valid. Like it.
Yep.
And there was a reason you went, which I think is valid, and we have to tell people about that.
Mm-hmm.
I visited a Lakeland cafe that is, I don't know how I found it actually, but what a place. The food was incredible. So I think destination eateries are something that are going to grow and grow. If you've got a destination that is cool and it's a nice ride or drive to get there, and then a nice place with nice food, it's kind of like making you want to go out and do a bit of something, isn't it?
Mm. Can we start with a question?
Of course we can.
Because I've got a question.
Yeah?
And it's funnily enough, I've just seen something as well on social media about this.
Okay.
Sandwiches.
Right.
Are they worth the money when you buy them from a shop? Do you get...
Are you on about the triangles?
No. I'm on about just going to a shop, buying a sandwich. You're paying circa £5 now for a butty, aren't you?
Oh, like a butty shop.
A butty.
A what?
A butty.
A butty, yeah.
Are they worth the money? Because And the reason I ask this is I've just seen something on one of them social media, you know, the town pages, you probably have one around here, where everyone like... But, can I say the name?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, absolutely.
So, there's a bakery over Pendle, Oddies.
Been, how long has it been established now? It's got to be 100 years or so,
easily,
hasn't it?
Easily, easily. Right, okay. And, personally, love the place. I think it's great.
Do you know what they've done, though? I only learned this last week. I mentioned it to you years ago when we were doing the food show. They, I remember my grandma getting them from Oddies on a Saturday. The little beef patties that were like, probably 2 bites, but they were so good, they finished them. They don't do them anymore. The beef patty from Oddies has gone. Anyway, sorry, go on.
So, there's a picture.
Yeah.
£4... 52 pence for this.
Why the 52?
They are odd prices at Oddies. Everything's always an odd number.
Well, I guess they're called Oddies.
That's... Do you think that is acceptable for £4.52?
Oh.
So basically, it's your standard barm cake. I would say it's a slice of that wafer thin ham, right? It's supposed to be cheese and ham, I believe.
And then look at that.
I would say there is no more than 2... level tablespoons of cheese on that.
£4.52.
For £4.50, I could go to some of the supermarkets round here and buy a packet of ham, a packet of cheese, and like 4 tea cakes.
And make 4 sandwiches.
And make more 4 sandwiches and still have leftovers.
I bet you could, actually.
I'd be limited to 4 tea cakes in the
challenge.
I'm a bit of a challenge.
Tesco's in the short corner, mugs. You've got 20 minutes.
I reckon you could quite easily do that, £4.50.
And then...
And make them hefty sandwiches, not just sprinkling of cheese, a slice of ham.
By contrast, is he a producer, really, Tom?
Yeah, producer Tom.
Producer Tom nipped to CJ's for us. And this time I had a BLT with mayo from CJ's.
Yes.
We know Will and Ollie, but this is nothing to do with the fact that we know them. But that BLT was on a baton. I think there was something like 4 rashers of bacon, loads of fresh lettuce, not brown edges or anything like that, where it does happen. Loads of mayo on there, and 3 great big thick slices of tomato. I'm not sure how much it was, but that was a proper sandwich.
Under £4, is that?
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say I'd pay a fiver for that on a baton.
I think that's the thing. We talked about this a lot last, you know, when we were doing the food show, didn't we? About price to meal. And you don't mind... If you get in,
what's
VFM?
Yeah.
If you get a bit of value for money, you're happy to pay.
Yeah.
If you're not, because that picture certainly wasn't.
Well, you've got to feel the grief, surely.
Thinking outside the box, VFM. Thinking outside, bit of blue sky thinking.
I'm drinking.
You know, you
really want to go there. You don't want to go there foodie and drinky. That's Zig and Zag from Live and Kicking, you goons.
Zig and Zag.
Laurel and Hardy, yeah?
Right, listen, we're not going to mention where, but if you get this new highfalutin job that you've applied for, right, you're going to have Wednesday lunches off. You're going to have to do.
Yeah, that's in your like contract stipulation.
Just little things like that, Zig and Zag. That's just nailed it. In fact, I need time to recover.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the Lord is just too wrong. Everything's gone wrong no matter what I do. Now that it seems like life is just too much. But you got the love I need to see me through.
Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Do you live in the Ribble Valley? Are you looking for the longest established school uniform supplier in the area? Then visit Ribble Valley Supplies, just off Wellgate near Swales's Cafe. They make it easy for you to find what you need. A stock is arranged in school and size order. Everything is embroidered in-house, meaning they can provide a swift professional service and have experienced staff on hand to help when needed. Ribble Valley Supplies, the easy choice for all things school uniform.
Transform your ride with the Wheel Specialist. With branches on the Barrowbrook Industrial Estate and White Hills Business Park in Blackpool, we specialise in everything wheels. From diamond cutting and powder coating, plus exclusive bespoke finishes in any colour you can dream of, and even tyres. We guarantee your wheels will leave our shop looking brand new. Give your wheels the care they deserve. And use code RIBBLE for exclusive discount on your next refurb. Visit our friendly staff now and get a free quote tailored just for you. The Wheel Specialist. Your wheels, our passion.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the red you hide. Behind that mask to you. And did you think this book will never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. Once I never could have hoped to win. You're starting down the road, leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing, better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. Looking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. I'm still standing.
I just had a message in from Mr. H, obviously presenting a show for us on a Friday. If you've never listened to it, you don't know what you're missing. Good afternoon to you, Paul, who sat having his lunch and said, I cannot believe that Oddie's beef patties have gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
I know. I didn't realise they had Oddie's over there. I didn't...
Over where?
Well, it's Chorley Way, isn't it?
And is it?
Where's he having his lunch? I didn't say where he's having his lunch.
Unless he's just travelling for it.
Yeah, Paul, gutted. The little beef patty. And do you know what they were really good with? Cranberry sauce. Just a little dip in the old cranberry.
Bit of Wensleydale.
Oof. Yeah. Oh,
see, this is a problem with you two. This is what I say to you all the time. You always have to go that step too far. Just eat the beef pate. You don't have to dip it in anything. You don't have to add anything. Just eat the food. Yeah, a bit of cranberry. Oh, yeah, a bit of Wensleydale. Doesn't need anything else. Stop faffing it.
Yeah, but you've
Stop
missed it.
Faffing it.
You've missed it, though.
No.
Right, what's wrong with a bit of Wensleydale and cranberry?
Nothing is. Nothing is. But the pate's good enough on its own.
What's wrong with a bit of Wensleydale with cranberries in it? Ooh, with a beef patty.
Yeah.
Oh, but again, you're going out, you're nipping out for a bit of lunch. Oh, let's just nip here as well to get this. I'd just be annoyed with you.
Look, do you know what was amazing? And this is the what we used to get for a lunch at my grandma's. Heinz creamy tomato soup with a beef patty dropped in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeepers. Oh, my goodness.
That,
yeah.
That was like, that like dirt
that,
face.
That is
like,
what you
ooh,
said.
Yeah.
That is simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Soup and then a bit of a... Oh, unbelievable. I'll tell you what else we experienced a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, go on.
So the main Oddies that I used to go to was on Combe Road. Oh, my, that's a saying. Where are you going? Oh, on Combe Road. Combe Road, just up from Duke Bar.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Samosa Hut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ho, ho.
Yeah.
It's quality there.
Right, so quick question. Have you been there?
Yeah.
We'll go to Phil first. Compare Samosa Hut... with Manchester.
I knew you were going to say that. There's no comparison.
Which one?
MSC.
Right, okay.
Every single time.
Yeah, no, I get that.
They are just top notch.
Same with you, Morse.
Yeah. You can't beat an MSC samosa. It's the sauce.
Oh, that mint raita.
Well, it's like, it looks like
it's
water.
It's really watery, isn't it?
And you think, oh, God, I don't want that on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, then you have it, and it's like,
I know, mate. I know. And the little Sikh kebabs that they do.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
The barges as well. In fact, anything from in there is banging.
Now, banging.
I must admit, you are quite involved in the Asian community. I don't get the sweets. They're just... too sweet for me, but you know one that makes me a little bit? That, them little furry balls in that white milk stuff.
Oh, see, I like that.
What's it called? I forgot what it's called.
Yes, come back to me.
No, honestly, I don't know what it is. It's like, I don't know, it's like soggy shredded wheat in 4 litres of milk. I just, no, can't have it.
See, I think it's like rice pudding milk, me, so I quite like that.
Yeah,
it
there
tastes
is
a bit rice pudding-y.
There is a flavour to it.
I'm very rich.
I don't know. I think it's the watery milk that is the bit that gets me. If it was just the little sponge things, whatever they are, right, it wouldn't be so bad. But the fact that it's like swimming around in a... No, not doing it. Not doing it. Right, Phil, tell us. So... give us the whole story, because, as I said, there's no way you've just gone, shall we nip to Northcote for lunch? How did you end up at Northcote?
Because my girlfriend had a voucher she got for her birthday. So, and it needed using, I think it needed using before November or something like that. I think it lasted for 12 months. Anyway, we'd been humming an hour about it. I think she'd found it again, so it obviously reminded her, and she said, I'm going to book Sunday lunch at Northcote. So what we normally do on a Sunday, because a lot of the time we're child free, is we try and go somewhere for Sunday lunch. So then it's got to the stage where we talk about going for Sunday lunch, and then like we rate it between us. And we say, well, you know, where does it
rate my plate?
So then Northcote obviously came up. So I said, you've got to book for the Sunday lunch. Because it's now like a little tradition for us.
Yeah.
See where it ranks on our charts.
Right, okay.
So I did go. for the actual Sunday dinner there.
Yeah, but so what I mean is, you wouldn't have just gone. It was the fact that
Louise had the voucher, and we had, it had to be used. That's probably the only reason. Not that I'd have been adverse to going, but I obviously know it's going to be.
So is it like a discount voucher?
It's just a gift voucher.
Oh, right.
I just knew it'd be quite high on the pricing scale.
Yeah.
And pricing scale for what you're going to get to shove down your gullet.
Right, okay.
But my assumption would be...
Yeah.
...that the amount that you get was limited, but the quality was high.
I'd say the amount I got wasn't particularly limited. It wasn't as little as I thought it was going to be.
Do you think, just on that note, I don't think now that... I think people have been a little bit socially conditioned. You know when it used to be just fill your boots?
Yep.
I know occasionally you might go for an all-day, a buffet breakfast or something, or a carvery, and you literally can't walk when you're finished. It's actually socially been conditioned away from that now, haven't we? And I don't think we want that big, stuffed up, just roll me on the couch feeling anymore.
Speak for yourself.
I was going to say.
Well, not you, because you only have one meal a day.
Yeah, and how much do I eat in that one meal?
Last night. Right. Anyway, go
three
on.
Helpings.
So tell us, so what did you go for, Phil? Did
I went for I'd love to tell you the starter, but I can't really remember what all the elements were, but it was a trout. It was like raw. It was a bit sushi style.
Well, like a hot smoked trout or
mugs, like I said, I don't know. It was somewhat fishy.
I'm saying words that might trigger memories.
It was somewhat fishy. Chalk stream trout.
Chalk stream trout. Yes, cured.
Yes.
Chalk stream trout.
That's the one. With this green stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. Not much. But
enough.
Enough. Quite good.
Yeah.
Really tasty.
Yeah.
And then I went for the beef, roast beef dinner.
Oh, right, okay. Roast sirloin, I'm guessing.
Yeah. With sticky rib Yorkshire pudding.
What?
So it was a Yorkshire pudding.
Sorry, Blenky. I know, mate. I know you're going to be hungry.
That was basically stuffed with sticky barbecue rib.
Beef. Oh, my goodness.
Which, when I thought, that's a bit too much. That's unnecessary, really, because the beef and the carrots and, all the goings on the plate. Again, not much of it, but enough. Then I thought, that's just unnecessary.
See, that's starting to creep into territory of, like, the Yorkshire pudding wraps.
However. Unbelievable. So nice. Such a good accompaniment. And then I went for a cheese board. A goat's cheese and a sheep's milk cheese. Oh.
Cheeky cheese.
Good.
Oh, good.
Just the right way to... Did you have any wine or anything?
I didn't know. I had a rum and coke.
Okay.
That was it. And then some water.
Can't take Nelson.
You can't take... No, you
can't.
You can't, can you?
Responsibly.
All right.
Oh dear. Right, well listen, the big thing about...
Hang on, I need to know what the rating was.
No, we're going to come back for it.
You're keeping people in suspense, Mox. Have you never done this before? Play the song, man.
I've been hearing symphonies before.
20 to 2 on this Wednesday afternoon, the Food and Drink Show with Lee, Morgs and Phil. Sorry, with Lee, Phil and Morgs.
There we go.
I knew I'd get it. That's why I changed it. All right. What did Louise have? And was she as impressed?
Yes, so she had the ox to start.
Yeah. Ox tongue, was it? Or are you not sure?
He just literally said ox. It wasn't a full ox.
I was going to say.
It just like slapped this.
Must have been hungry.
And then she had the lamb cutlets and then some sort of chocolatey, moussey kind of thingy.
Okay, so.
Chocolate mousse.
Overall, the food. How would you rate that?
It's phenomenal. It is really good food. It is. There's no taking away from that. It is tasty, really well done. It's great.
Okay, experience, like service.
Yeah,
staff.
Again, superb.
Which you'd expect when you're somewhere of course like you would. Northcote.
I'll tell you what I did say to Louise a couple of times. It's really staff heavy.
Right.
So there was a lot of staff.
So you feel a little bit overfaced by the staff?
Not overfaced per se, but I think it's probably a reflection on them that they're doing it properly.
Yeah.
They're not skimping, trying to skimp on wages and things like that. So there's a lot of people all the time. You can get what you want. People are coming to the table with you. You know, it's quick.
No, I get that per se.
Do they fall foul of the thing that happens when you've got a lot of staff, which is when you're sat there just trying to enjoy your meal and six different waiters come over and go, no, how are you enjoying your meal? And you're like, just leave me to enjoy it.
I agree with that per se, Morgan.
Per se.
Do you not like that, Mo? trying to bring a bit of class as soon as it's been missing for the last few months.
But you know what I mean?
No, you're right. Per se, you are right there.
Stop at you. Right. You know what I'm saying, though, don't you?
No, I do. Yeah, there was none of that. No, It was just a pleasant dining experience.
A pleasant dining experience. Right, go on then. What was the rating?
It's going to be high. I'm going to give it a 9.2, I think.
Wow.
Right, hang on. You give us some steak.
Yep.
For our...
Yeah, our figures.
Our figures.
Our little, what, and you go 9.2.
What is
9.2? What would have taken it to a 9.5?
Oh,
I know.
I couldn't tell you that, Lee.
Oh, more cheese on cheese board. Yeah,
I think a lot of it is that for me. Obviously, you know me. It takes a lot to fill.
Right,
Phil takes a lot of filling.
I'm just going to tell you now, okay?
Go on.
That some people that you've met and who you would class as acquaintances, friends.
Yeah.
Would I? I've been. Twice, Morgan's been once. We've got to take you to Gaysgill.
Oh, eight
at Gaysgill, mate. It
looks good.
I'm off thinking the scale. Of another one as well.
Absolutely off the scale. Which one were you thinking?
We've got to take him to Martin Arms.
Oh, and the Martin Arms, yeah. But no, we're talking restaurants here, not pubs. Restaurants.
Right. Come on, Morgan.
Eight at Gaysgill.
Just thinking places to eat.
So it's really it's such a coincidence. So when I went. I had the chalk stream salmon, chalk stream trout for breakfast, brunch, and it was, so that's how I knew straight away when you said it was, and it was, I get it, you don't need a lot though, do you?
No, it's just a touch, we talked about VFM earlier, that was my other thing, sitting in Northcote, obviously it's a hotel as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's your clientele there? What are you after people that are on business to stop, or are you after people coming for the dining, or are you after a bit of an amalgamation of the both? It's a bit of a confusing place for me, but again, phenomenal, not taking anything away from it, phenomenal food, beautiful ground, lovely hotel.
In terms of a phenomenal amalgamation.
It's just a nice gelling of things, isn't it?
I'm going to tell you about a really cute little cafe I found on Sunday. Back in a sec.
Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Taking pictures or video with your phone? Want to take your passion to the next level? UK Digital have been a leading photographic retailer for the last 20 years. And yes, we are based locally in Clitheroe. Come and see one of the team at UK Digital for friendly, professional advice on all aspects of photography and video. Our showroom is open weekdays, so you can see, touch and try. And with internet prices, there's no need for you to chance it online. UK Digital, your local store with internet prices. Visit ukdigital.co.uk.
It's time to get away with a foldaway. Escape to the country with one of our folding mobility scooters. Here at Modern Mobility, we understand the importance of keeping your independence and enjoying days out with your family and friends. We have some of the lightest and quickest folding mobility scooters, so you don't have to miss out on anything. With easy payment options and friendly experts on hand at all times, finding your ideal scooter has never been easier. Why not visit our shop, located on Castle Street, or give us a call on 01200 760 006 and discover your perfect staycation scooter now.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
chatting here.
Going live.
About something.
Going live.
Going, Alan Partridge, going live.
Fade us up. Visors down.
Going live.
Hey, I tell you what, Phil. Visors will be down on Saturday morning on Dave Day Bike Ride.
They will, indeed.
Yeah, visors down. I'll be sweating away in a hot pizza pod.
Visors down, GoPros on. Tell you something really interesting that you just said about this next part of the news, and something that you've experienced, Phil. When we did those burgers, and I added a tiny little bit of Texas wood smoke to the mix. What's this about?
So the EU are banning smoke flavourings, artificial smoke flavourings, particularly in crisps. So like your smoky barbecue, your smoky bacon, all those that would be like laid over there. Amid health concerns that it can be...
What, that you get addicted to them?
Probably.
Or?
I don't know. What are you laughing at now?
I don't get it. Why? What?
I don't know. Apparently it does damage to your body.
Right, can I just give you a bit of a tip? And I'm sure Phil will agree, as a man manager himself.
Yeah.
When you're doing the news articles...
Yeah.
Put a bit of enthusiasm into it, Morgs.
Yeah. Do you want to go and read
it down, will you?
Do you want to go and read the article and I'll show you where it literally doesn't say anything else,
yeah,
other
a
than
little bit of
health concerns.
From a journalistic point of view,
yeah,
just a little bit of further research, you probably would have found out
I'm
why.
I'm not a journalist.
Have you ever seen...
I'm drinking.
Do you know what I mean?
Believe he said that.
Have you ever seen Afterlife?
Yeah.
The guy in Afterlife with the glasses on?
Yeah.
You made me think you were a bit like him then when you went, you know, in the crisps over there, they're probably... Just the way he said it, remember, reminded me.
You know, I like Afterlife.
Here it's Walkers, over there they are lazy.
So, really quickly then, Sunday, a bit of a bike ride out with the boys and a few ladies as well. And we went to Staveley, which is just north of Kendal. Amazing route up there. Amazing. Is your pepper mill stuck? These two are just like, they're like two teenagers. Now I know why I got rid of both of them. Should just be me.
Right, see you later. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah,
all right.
You need us.
So about an hour and a half in the car, but what a drive. Some incredible, like, countryside roads to get up to Staveley.
Did you not say a bike ride?
Yeah, but I'm just saying most people won't be on bikes, but for bikers,
okay,
it's probably about an hour. About an hour.
Okay.
But I stopped at Devil's Bridge first. Quick brew there. That was really, really busy. Cup of tea.
Margaret, get kettle on. Bikers are here.
Hey, speaking of somewhere where you're paying premium for a butty.
And fetch some fegs. Some fegs. So the cafe in question was Wilf's Cafe in Staveley. They've got a fantastic website, but more so, what an incredible location at the back of the restaurant.
Mm.
They've got a terrace that is right on a trout ladder, a natural trout ladder.
How did they get up there?
Ladder.
They climb it.
Boom! I'll set them up, boys. You knock them out of the park.
All together now.
So they did, on the specials board, a puri puri chicken wrap with melted cheese, with roasted onions. I mean, you know when you kind of get that little decorative salad at the side? This was no decorative salad. This was like a full-blown salad. It was absolutely...
Like a proper salad rather than...
Delicious.
Like, just for show.
But do you know what was the winner, really?
Go on.
Lemon drizzle cake.
All right, I thought you were going to say the beetroot coleslaw.
Honestly, you know when you were saying the other day, you went to pick up a can on the table, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing in it, you end up nearly throwing it over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
It was the opposite. She put this lemon drizzle cake on a little sauce. I went to pick it up. I couldn't lift it.
Right, good and dense.
No, the sponge was super light. I'd say probably about 2 inch deep, but the last little quarter of an inch was solid lemon syrup soaked into the sponge. Mm. Oh, my goodness. It was incredible. So if you fancy... You know, you used to do, hey, shall we have a bit of a run out in car? If you fancy a bit of a run out in the car, Staveley, just north of Kendal, Wilf's Cafe. Go and check them out on their Facebook page. Just search for Wilf's Cafe. That's about it, really. We kind of, like, done.
No.
You know what I mean? Phil, I can't believe that's it. That's the end of your last little stint.
Why can't we just do, like, a two-hour show?
We could
just go rogue. Let's sod the food and drink.
No, we could actually go to 8 at Gaysgill. Morgs, check. Are they open? I'll do another lunch now. Anyway,
I've got to go.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Great to have Big Phil back. Morgs, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have yourselves a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. And sorry for that little
word. And I've been drinking.
Phil slipped in by accident.
What?
Anyway, cheerio.
Ta-da.
Always count on me, darling. From that day on, I made a vow. I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow. 'Cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, babe. Oh no, darling. No wind, no rain. Oh, winter's cold. Can't stop me, baby. If you're ever in trouble, I'll be there on the double. Just send for me, oh baby. My love is a lie. Way down to my heart. Although we are miles apart, if you ever need a helping hand, I'll be there on the double as fast as I can. Don't you know that there ain't no mountain high enough? Ain't no valley low enough? Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, babe? Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley.
FM.
When she was 22, the future looked bright. But she's nearly 30 now, and she's out every night. I see that look in her face. She's got that look in her.
This is Ribble FM.
clinging on to the touch. You cannot chase this ghost away. And this too shall pass, this too shall pass. It won't always be the same. And every single scar that you claim is a stone in the path to this place. And every single choice that you made has led you this way. So lay your head on me. Lay your head on me. Through the night with your powder mind, but don't cover up your scars for me. And every single choice that you made was a stone in the path to this place. And every single cut that you claim has led you this way. Lay your head on me. Lay your head on me. Don't be afraid, love. I said, it's okay, it's alright. Someday we will be fine. Staring down the long night, waiting for the sunrise. It's alright, it's okay. I've been there in your place. It's okay, it's alright. Just lay your head on me. 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 Don't be afraid. Thank you.
My lips are